部屋たおむね Now the verse of praise and mantra for Medicine Buddha, also on page 34. Bhagavan
Thank you.
Now the fourth verse, also on page 34. May all sentient beings have happiness and the causes of happiness. May all sentient beings be free from suffering and the causes of suffering. May all sentient beings be inseparable from the happiness that is free from suffering. May all sentient beings abide in equanimity, free from attachment for friends or hatred for enemies. May all sentient beings have happiness and the causes of happiness. May all sentient beings be free from suffering and the causes of suffering. May all sentient beings be inseparable from the happiness that is free from suffering. May all sentient beings abide in equanimity, free from attachment for friends or hatred for enemies. May all sentient beings have happiness and the causes of happiness. May all sentient beings be free from suffering and the causes of suffering. May all sentient beings be inseparable from the happiness that is free from suffering. May all sentient beings abide in equanimity, free from attachment for friends or hatred for enemies. Okay, now the Tenrezig and Tara mantras are both on page 37 in the Gold Prayer Book. Start with the one for Tenrezig, Buddha of Great Compassion. Not veiled by any fault, white in color, whose head a perfect Buddha crowns in light, gazing compassionately all beings, you Tenrezig, all seeing one, I prostrate. Om Mani Padme Hum. 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 Now the verse of praise and mantra for Green Tara. Tare liberates from cyclic existence. Tutare liberates from the eight fears. Tare liberates from all sickness. I prostrate to the liberator, Mother Tara. Om Tare Tu Tare Tu Re Soha. 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 Now turn to page 34, and Yeshua will lead us in the Refuge and Bodhicitta prayer.
Sanje Chada Soje Chamala Chanju Dagi Chishinji Sunamji Bala Binja Sanje Sanje Chada Chamala Chanju Padu Dane Dagi Chishinji Sunamji Bala Binja Sanje Sanje Chada Soje Chonamla Chanjo Bado Dane Chishe Jebe Sunanje Nolane Sada Alame Medami Adi Oma Dara Jaja Lata Chishe Chola Chama Chama Sanje Chola Chama 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 Namo alaya gadano da nizhika ya dhivata da mihi gadano dhuva kujana. Ante tu se nyasu da dhavata juga. Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good night. Good morning. Right. So, Linda, any question?
Yes. So I wasn't here last week because I was out of town. So I'm not sure if you've answered these, but one question I have is, given all of the teachers that have come to us from the lineage of Buddha and their teachings for us about the bardo, are they remembering what happened to them in the bardo? Is that how they know how to teach us what to expect?
I'm going home. So all the teachers who come to Kadamba Center?
No, just all of the teachers of the lineage from the Buddha.
Kind of like difficult subject to talk about in the West. I'm not sure how many people believe in Pardo. First place. So some of you here are very new. Pardo, par means between. Par, it's a different word. Par means between something. Pardo, there's like life between death and birth. Life between death and birth. There's like, according to teaching, there's like maximum lifespan will be 49 days. 49 days. Each week goes through similar death. So then rebirth again. Same like Pardo. They're like, English Pardo is called like intermediate state. After when they die, you know, between death and birth, between next rebirth, that's called Pardo. So now question here, do all these teachers remember Pardo?
Yes, the question is, are they remembering what happened to them in the bardo, and is that how they know how to teach us what to expect?
What happened? Do they remember in the bardo what happened? probably we all really remember what happened in the Bardo. We probably all remember that it has to be, like I said, saint.
Saint.
It doesn't have to be saint. We all remember, because like whole life the video will be played during that period, but you remember so now the question is, will you remember that you are in the Pardo? That's the question. So like some do, some don't. So like same like, do you remember like do you remember that you are dreaming? Some people do. They do remember they're dreaming. Some people don't remember they're dreaming. Instead the experience is real. It's real. So then when they wake up, then of course everybody probably remembers dream. But how many people remember while they're dreaming? Do they remember they are dreaming? Do they recognize the dream? Some people do, some people don't. So now the question is there any technique to help us to remember while we are in the Pardo? Otherwise there will be different level of confusions if you go through. Same, there are different level of confusions we go through dream. Anxiety, fear, stress. Some point, like sometimes, you know, like not able to run. You are chased by elephant. What do you call? You are kind of frozen. So you can't run. Did that happen to you? I was chased by elephant. Back in the monastery, not in here. So like some reason couldn't run, but physically fine. How you explain that? There's like so much, I think, probably stress. There's like amount of stress that kind of builds in the mind, even the body cannot handle. The body can function. So we are pretty close, like from maybe like 10 yards, huge elephant, wild. So not much big tree. There's small bushes, a lot of bushes. Elephant got there at night and just stuck there. So first we thought it was kind of big, because first we thought it was a rock. Then it started to move, so then like we run, like couldn't run. And Indian local people, they are coming down to the monastery to sell their milk. We told them they just threw the bicycle, run, so couldn't run. So that also happened in the real life, also happened in the dream, that you are chased by something, you badly want to run, you couldn't run. So there's no, like, every, all kind of things happening. If you realize you're dreaming, probably the stress level will be much less. Similar in the Pardo, if you realize that you are in the between death and birth, not really birth, but death in death and birth. So then you may see certain things that, you know, that you probably recognize or you remember reading about Pardo, that's what's going to happen in this period, 49 days period. You see kind of things that's not real. Then you kind of have less from stress. So then mind will be more fresh. Then you can see clearly this whole idea. So now technique they use, like the technique to remember the dream, so then during the daytimes when you're awake, so then you say, oh, this is a dream, oh, this is a dream. You just train yourself, like, oh, this is a dream. This all happened, it's a dream. So this kind of practice will help you to remember the dream. Similar, if you say, oh, this is now not really life, this is like Pardo. What is happening, there's a Pardo. So this kind of like has consistent training will help that there's the kind of training, oh, this is dream, everything is dream. So then more likely you'll remember when you dream, you remember that you are dreaming. So same like in the Pardo, so when you are in the Pardo, so then it kind of like helps you to remember that you are in the Pardo. So then there will be less stress in the mind, so mind become more clear, so then you know exactly what to do, what not to do. So can also Wes, you have like fortune teller. I'm not sure how many of you have faith in fortune teller. But certain people can, how do you say, predict precisely the future, near future, long term future. Certain people have ability to see, and certain maybe medicine, I'm not sure what kind of medicine, like I hope it's not drugs. So when I was in Argentina, there are people from Patagonia. They are made like travelers, like the young people from Australia, America, for they take something. So they have some conversations, so mainly looking for some kind of like experience. I was curious what they experienced. So the one young man says like his nose become like elephant nose. That's not much helpful. So anyway, so I'm not sure, in the text it didn't mention medicine. I'm not sure what kind of medicine. So then you take that, then you have like visions of the maybe future, or maybe you can predict. So then like, there are certain mantras that people recite, large number, quantity they recite. So again, also some kind of powers. So then it's also mentioned like substance. I'm not sure what kind of substance. The medicine, mantra, substance. So then last one is result of your actions from previous life, that you have ability, natural born ability to sense or predict or feel something would happen. So that happens. So these are all not authentic one. Authentic, of course, requires strong, single-pointed meditations. You need powerful concentrations that produce eventually, not right away, eventually produce different layers of what you call clear voice, so ability to hear every single sound that exists from 1,000 miles. You hear every one of them. Every form in 1,000 miles, ability to see them. So these are all the results of strong concentration. So training yourself, focus, ability to focus on one single object, long, long period of time, many, many hours. Or eventually, you can remain on one single object long as you wish. So then that kind of single-pointed meditation will produce, the different layers of clear voice. So then physically feel so light and mentally feel so calm and so peaceful all the time. These are the result of shamatha, single-pointed meditations. You go through these 9 stages. So from there you develop. So then there will be less wandering mind. Most of the time probably there's only probably very few thoughts, not 100 thoughts. Very few thoughts. Then ability to remain on one single object long period of time. Then that during that period, there's no another thought. Another thought does not rise. And because even though another thought do rise, I think even the mind start to wander, mind will not wander, you recognize right away. And you make sure that the mind doesn't get out of the object. So you gain the ability to keep your mind on the object long as you want. So that's the way to make your mind calm and peaceful. So then, maybe you remember the Pardo. So maybe then you probably eventually gain ability to read people's mind. So then you can teach exactly what's going on in their mind. So right now we don't know what's going on. Therefore, benefiting other 100% is very difficult. You can benefit a little bit here, a little bit there. You can guess. Maybe it could be wrong, but you can guess. So you can read people's facial expressions, can predict what they're thinking. So-called rishie. Mushie means clairvoyant. Rishie, generally speaking, most human doesn't have clairvoyance, but we have rishie, means we can sense, we can read, how you say, read people.
Like read people's minds or be intuitive?
Yeah, so like that's what you say, read people's minds, but I'm like through their expressions.
Mm.
You know, through the expressions, you can't really read. I'm not sure, I'm not saying you cannot read. Certainly I cannot read. So I'm not saying you cannot read, but maybe you could read. But that's called rishie. It's not clear voice. You can guess based on the facial expression, the movements. So that's called rishie. That's pretty much we all have rishie. And here you call intuitions. Intuition. So then, you know, you probably will remember Pardo. So then that's the best. So that's why, like, in Buddhism, they encourage you to get enlightened, you know. If you really want to benefit someone, probably first you should have yourself completely free from all the problems, then probably you can help somebody else. I mean like the fullest level, not just help here, but a little bit here, the fullest level. Of course, you teach people according to their mental incarnation. You don't teach them like how much you know. Maybe not doesn't benefit. If you teach everything that you know, maybe it does, may not benefit. You teach according to their mental incarnation. That's kind of complicated one. But in order to, first you have to understand people's mental inclinations. That's not easy. What do you say? I'm not expecting you to agree with me, but I'm just wondering what you think. Anything to say? Basically, I'm probably kind of interested. I should look at that, but I can't see anything there. I see everything here, but when I look at here, they are not seeing that I'm looking at them, I'm looking at somewhere else. Today, what else?
Well, this next question does tie into how you left off of this one. And the question is, how can we best help or pray for our loved ones who are not Buddhist?
Mm. Kind of the best, like, as I said, it's the most difficult one, but the best is the best. It is the best. It is the most difficult one, but it is the best. Compassion. Loving kindness, compassion. Idea. And they all sentient beings have happiness, cause happiness. Wonderful idea. Implement is very difficult. It's difficult because we have, like, we know so much. We have our own interests. We have our own agenda. We have opinions for everything. Not easy. But it's the best. It's the best. You know, so having this kind of thought, that wishing that everyone should be happy. That thought This is a noble thought. That thought will benefit your loved one, close one, strangers. That thought will benefit everyone. That thought will heal everyone. The best. But the most difficult one, the best. The best. Huh? Most easiest one, not the best. Expressing anger, expressing like jealousy, expressing frustrations, like easy to do, not the best. But for you, not the best for anybody else. No, the moment you get, the moment that negative thought rise, you are pretty much finished. Regardless of where you consider yourself a Buddhist, believer, not believer, doesn't matter. Wearing robe doesn't protect. The moment negative thought rise, you are pretty much done, finished. So, it's very, very, it's extremely difficult, but it's the best. May all sentient beings have happiness, cause happiness. That's just that idea. It's a noble idea. That puts things into perspective. Everything. You don't see as American. You see someone looking for every single second for happiness. That's what you see. You don't see us like where people put labels, all kinds of labels. Christian, Buddhist, no, like terrorists, all kinds of labels people put there. What good comes out of that? Nothing. Nothing. We should be smarter. So it kind of puts things in perspective. When you're like, what we are hoping, reciting this four image of prayer, you're hoping that our perception will change. Right now, my perception is so negative, I don't enjoy it. I'm the one who's hurting very much, harboring this kind of like thought. It's like, you know, toxic. So here, regardless, American, Tibetan, monks, laypersons, Christian, Buddhist, bottom line, we all, every single second, we are seeking happiness. That's the truth. There's nothing to do with the religion, that's the truth. That's the truth. You look around, you go around, ask people, are you looking for suffering? What will people say? Regardless, Christian, Buddhist, what they'll say, they'll say no. That is the truth. That is the fact. If you go around and ask people, do you want to become Buddhist? Some people say no. No. If you go around, are you looking for something? Every single person will say no. Even the animal, if they speak, they will say no. That's the truth. That truth needs to be understood very clearly. In order to the sake of your own happiness, that truth needs to be understood very clearly. That truth needs to be understood very clearly for the sake of your own happiness. With that kind of perception or perspective, you gain so much. You gain so much. Nobody wants even the slightest suffering. Nobody. Is it clear? Look around. Is it clear? Oh, that needs to be understood very carefully. It's not over here about promoting some religions, converting people of these religions, their religions. The ultimate reality, the truth, Dunga Thamutan meditates, nobody wants even the slightest suffering. That's the truth. That needs to be understood very clearly for the sake of your own happiness. Dela Namya Choshe Mabani means when it's coming down on satisfaction, pleasure, nobody's content. Nobody. Are you content? Nobody content. Am I content? No. Nobody content. Till we liberate ourselves, completely liberate ourselves, then you will be content, no? So what it says, according to Rolling Stone, what they say, can you sing? Can you sing? Huh? Can you sing?
I can't get no satisfaction.
Then?
But I try, and I try, and I try.
Sounds very familiar. You don't say that you don't try. Yeah, we all did try. We all did try. Not just 1 year, decade after decade. So then?
Oh, help me out here. I'm going to have to sing the whole song, guess yeah. what?
Okay, okay.
I can't get no satisfaction, but I try.
So that also needs to understood. Don't just sing. Needs to understood. Yeah, I try. Yeah, you did that. You are very aware of that. Can get no satisfaction. Needs to recognize that. Needs to understand that. There will be less stress in life. Once you understood, there will be less stress. Huh? Satisfaction doesn't gain by doing things, running here, running there. You could go to Machu Picchu. You are welcome to go to Machu Picchu, but don't fool yourself that you will be 100% satisfied. No, because I've been there. I'm living example here. Or going to there, like, don't hope that you will be 100% satisfied. That is ignorance. There's no wisdom, there's ignorance. You know, like, that does not mean you shouldn't go. Yeah, of course you could go, you have means to go. Why not go? But hoping is everything going to be perfect. There's no perfect. There's no perfect here. Perfect is called beyond, called moksha, liberation there. Here, nothing is perfect. So, just understanding, I can get no satisfaction. I try. Just having an understanding of that song or meaning of song automatically reduce a lot of stress in our life. Well, that's the life. So, there's not the end of the life. That's the life. The life goes through, you know. When it comes down on pleasure, never satisfy, including yourself. Don't blame someone. If someone is not satisfied, you can blame them. Look at your situation. You are not satisfied. Or you can blame someone else. They're not satisfied. But you can't lecture for somebody else. Oh, you should be satisfied. No. These are all the truth, the fact. When it comes down to happiness, nobody is satisfied, nobody is content. Therefore, there's no difference between you and other. There's no differences, really, when it comes down on those facts. There's no differences. There is no difference. You need to understand that there's no differences. You need to understand that very clearly. So then your perception will change for good. For better, for your happiness. Huh? So when you see, next time when you see, you're seeing someone who's looking for happiness. Then you don't have this idea, oh, that person does not deserve my respect. That person deserves everything. That person, the very person you are seeing, deserves everything. Same like you feel like you deserve everything, same thing. So that's called noble thought. So then you get immense benefit. Imagine you just won. Other deaths like numberless. You just won. See here, you just won. That's how many other people. You could gain so much from those people if your perception change. Oh. So that's like, no. Is the easiest one? No, is the most difficult one, but it's the best. The most difficult one is the best. Going around the lake, not the easiest things, but the best for health. Lifting weights in the gym, that's not like, I think it's not enjoyment, but you'll gain something. you don't gain anything here just thinking, staying on the couch and imagining that you're lifting. There's nowhere to get the muscle. So, you know, so you here in America, you said no pain, no gain. Then need some request, some sacrifice. You know? But this is a good one. Otherwise, you know, like, we are suffering because a little bit here, there, because of the physical body, but we are suffering more because of our mind. It's time to do something. It's time to do something. So the answer is noble thought, positive thought, noble thought, disturbing thought, less disturbing thought, your life will be better off. How to do? Meditate, recite prayer, visiting temple, whatever ways you can do to help that your moral responsibility. There's your moral responsibility to you, help yourself, moral responsibility. Then you can say, oh, I respect myself, I love myself, I have a compassion myself. Oh, now you can say, because you are doing something. Don't just say, no, no. Being less critical. Even if you cannot see your life as a precious, you understand? Even you, that's what the Buddha is teaching, very much encourage or very much emphasize, very much encourage you to see your life is so precious, so meaningful, so difficult to find. If we cannot do that, at least don't be harsh, critical. Why? Nothing good comes out of there. Nothing good. Why we do? No, we say, oh, I don't like this. No, we say right away. We say right away, if somebody offers something, oh, there's a buffet, oh, I eat this one. No, I don't like this. I don't like pasta. I don't like that. We say right away. When it comes down to thought, how often we say? How often you say, I don't like anger? No, I don't remember. How often you say, I don't like anger? Well, how many times we just go along with that? Knowing that we are experiencing pain, just going okay with that. We just come down something that we say, right, oh, sorry, I don't like this. I don't drink coffee. Oh, I'm like allergic to milk. How often we say I'm allergic to anger? So this is very important. This is very, very important because we all have mind regardless. You don't have to be Buddhist to have mind. You know, you don't have to be Christian, you don't have to be a believer. We all think. So that's a fact. Question is, are we thinking all the time something good? No. So now you wonder why life gets complicated. Not because of like this body. Just because of this body, we all have the same body. We would all could experience the same complication. That's not true. Mind. The problem, the relationship to the mind, need to solve through the mind by thinking. Oh, thinking. That's called meditations. That's the real meditations. Whether you're sitting like this, doesn't matter. Thinking. That is meditations. You are not reacting right away. You are thinking. You are precisely calculating outcome. That's why you're thinking. You are not like getting like out, you are not going out of your mind, you are not exploding, you are thinking. You know, you see the airport, when you go, a lot of delay, a lot of cancellation, people scream, like, people who are screaming, they doesn't look happy. Their face looks red, they don't look good, they look happy. People around them, they doesn't look happy, they look scared. People at the reception, they don't look very good, they don't look unhappy. They doesn't look happy. More likely, they are not going to help. Because you are like screaming and just really angry. You see this all. This is not just in the teachings. You see in the day-to-day life. No. So, easy to say. But, you know, unfortunately, I'm the one who's saying it here. So you are welcome to sit here. I can take a break. So, you know, it's very like, it's like daily job. It's like daily job. You just think, you know, like training yourself the best way to, like, to get the most out of this precious human life, you know, this precious human life, get the most out of this precious human life. So then, it's all like thinking, it's all thinking, you know. So then, Chebe Mingum, Chebe is doing. Oh, getting this one, oh, kind of happy. So now after a few days, not really happy. Getting this one, oh, really excited. Then after a few days, nothing. Getting that one is very excited. So now I'm not able to sit here and line up. See, that like just temporary benefit, just understanding. You understand? Just remind yourself. Don't believe that you're going to be 100% satisfied. You could buy because you have means to buy. You can buy. If you like to buy, buy. But make sure the pleasure will not increase. It will decrease. Understand that right away. It will decrease, not increase. Thinking, not being content, not being satisfied, doing things. This open the door to all the complications. Just remind yourself, just reminding yourself that helps a lot. You know, look around. Monastery, when I was there, you can't take shower every day. But hoping, very much hoping, wishing that you could take shower every day, that you will be very happy. Now you came to America, you could take shower every day. Are you happy? No, not really. Like that. Chibimimum. That's very true. Chibimimum. Oh, get so tired of, you know, being with somebody else, and you know, I really want to separate, you know, so then like to be single, so there'll be 100% happiness. Are you happy now? I'm not. You know, all kind of like, I said, that's called like, I said, there are many, many things that are called campaign for happiness. Campaign. When people run elections, say things, not necessarily do things, but say things to attract. So there are many things can be, oh, look at maybe like that, maybe we'll be happier. Oh, there could be campaign for happiness, but not. When you reach there, so like, you know, so it's all about thinking. Meditation is thinking, not reacting, rather thinking, then educating yourself. So then trying to minimize the stress, by reducing the disturbing thought, amount of disturbing thought that rise based on opinion, based on like news, based on like a team, sport team, football team, basketball team, all kind of, there's like millions of ways we can get stress if you are not being mindful. So then I look, when I say this word, I repeat this word every single day. Every single day, I pause, I say, because there's a setup like a the teaching, I do review meditations. When I reach that word, I look around. The house that I live in, I look around. Yeah. So I need to time to remind myself, don't fool yourself, oh, like going get this, I was going to be satisfied. No, no. There's not wisdom. There's ignorance. That's not what you should not do. You could do. But be fully aware, right from the beginning, fully aware that that's not going to 100% satisfy you. That's the nature in Buddhism, what is called samsara. Krishna samsara. Just accept. Don't accept, oh, my life has to be happy all the time. There's too much to expect. you are expecting too much. You need to reduce. Just to be practical. Be practical. Oh, get headache. The first place, if you don't have a head, you'll never get headache. You have a head, so that's why you're getting headache. That was expected. You know, so stressed like that's like this is all education. This is all like educating our mind. Lamrim teaching is all about educating your mind. Oh, things change. Don't freak out. Things do change. You know, there'll be winter, summer, spring. Whether you like or not, there'll be season. Oh, things change. Or buying brand new flower after a few days, it will decay. Don't freak out. The things change. You know? Getting old is okay. Nobody's getting younger. Nobody's getting younger. Don't expect to be young all the time. So that's against the reality. That unnecessary stress. You know? What do you call it? Aging wisely. How is it? Aging wisely, gracefully. That's possible. Gracefully. Possible. Very possible. You know? So, accepting reality. That's the critical, accepting reality. Accepting that you are not going to be happy all the time, that's a good thing. It's not a bad thing. It's a good thing. Does that sound good? accept happy all the time, that sounds good. You should expect happy all the time. Sounds good. Reality probably more like that's not going to happen. That's a fact. Accept that you are not going to be happy all the time. Doesn't sound good, but that's the fact. So then, that is good for your life. It's good for you. It's good for you. It's come down on that. It comes down on your happiness. That's all. It's come down. It's not just come down believing something. It comes down on your happiness. If you are happy, you feel good. If you feel good, you will do good things. People do bad things because they don't feel good. They are angry. They are not enough happiness. If you have enough happiness, if you have peaceful mind, more likely you feel good. When you feel good, we don't do bad things. I just heard, like, just saw in the news over there. What they say? They say like two. I forgot. When I tried to, you know, I can't speak English like you. Your English is genius. My English requires effort. So sometimes I memorize words. I'm very good at memorizing. I memorize words, so sometimes I forget. say something like human, like, I totally agree what that said, like, truth. Basically, the point is, ultimately, human, we are good. In our ultimate nature, we are good. Do you believe? We are good. But, all kind of, you know, like, that the world that we are living in, there's so much information, like so many, like, we know so much, but we read too much. So when you travel to India, so I'm not looking, saying something negative of India when you go there. When I was there in the monastery, something good, right? You see a travel there. The moment you see tourists, always reading something. Always reading something. When you look around other people, in the other people, nobody's reading anything. They're just talking, laughing. And the tourists, you know, like, hearts, like, hearts, like, ugh. Anyway, here, of course, in the West, people know so much. So much, you know, so is that good? Hard to say. Hard to say. Too much information is good for our mind? Hard to say. Understand. Oh, so anyway, so this is a couple of that point here, like Jivin, it's very important to remind yourself, don't hope to be 100% satisfied doing things. You need to remind ourselves. Oh, so then you are grateful what you have. You're very grateful what you have. Otherwise, you know, like, oh, don't think of only your walls. There's like 6 billion humans. When you look at the other part of the world and you feel like you are not qualified to complain because not like what you have. Oh. So, yeah, compassion. So love one. Praying is another one thing. Compassion, loving kindness is the best. It's best for everyone. Don't ever please think this kind of a sign of weakness. This is a sign of strength. Sign of power. Power is the power. The power of compassion, power of loving kindness is the best. It's the best. It's the best for everyone, not just for Christian, American, but good for everyone. Everyone. Wherever you go with a kind heart, people respond kindly. If you just mean to someone else, somebody will probably react, you know. That's called karma. Karma, action has reaction. That's called karma. It's not that complicated, you know. Oh. So anyway, so now time's about to finish. Any other questions now?
There's a couple more. But this one, I don't know if you want to save it for next week, but we have a student who has asked that you explain the titles of respect, such as Venerable, Geshe, Lama, Rinpoche, and any others?
Venerable Geshe means know nothing. Meaning of the Geshe is know nothing. The explanation of the title of the Geshe?
Yeah, explaining the titles of respect for the different, like Venerable, what's that one, you know, mean, or who's it for?
Venerable is an English word, it's not Tibetan word, so you explain. How you explain Venerable, please? What Venerable means?
It's honored and respected.
Respected one.
Honored and respected.
Honored and respected, yeah. Isn't it? Venerable.
And then Geshe?
Geshe. Talking to me or all Geshe?
Like what does the title represent?
Oh, Geshe is like when you finish, there's like used to be like 22 years of study in the monastery. When you finish, then you receive this title called Geshe.
And then Lama?
Lama that live in Argentina. And Patagonia, Argentina, there's many Lama. Peru has also Lama too. Lama's have a Lama, you know, like people in Argentina, he's like, can you come back, please come back? I said, you have a lot of Lamas. But they don't teach, they just wander in the, they just go on the mountains. I think that the English-speaking people call monks Lama, don't they?
I'm not sure, Geshe.
Thaba means monk in Tibetan word. Lama probably refers to like a senior, educated or senior monk. Senior monk in the monastery called Lama. Sometimes it means reincarnated. Reincarnated. Doesn't have to be senior, could be like 5 years old. It's called Lama. For the sake of knowledge. So then, but in Tibetan community, we don't use this word very often. We don't use this word very often. You know, for example, Lama Yeshe. So they're like, I think the Westerners are called Lama Yeshe. In monastery, we don't call Lama Yeshe. We call like Gen Yeshe, means teacher Yeshe, or Lama Yeshe. So same like Lama Sopa Rinpoche. We don't call Lama Yeshe. So like in Tibetan, we don't use this word quite often, Lama. You know, so then you sometimes, occasionally you say, my Lama, so then it refers to your teacher. My Lama, that's people could say. But generally speaking, you don't call Lama Gishi Gelet. You don't call that. You don't call Lama Zoba. You don't call Lama Zoba. You call like Rinpoche, something like that. I think that's mainly from West. So, but you know, it has meaning. Okay. So, today?
And one more, Rinpoche.
Yeah. Rinpoche literally means like precious jewel. Precious jewel. Rinpoche. Precious jewel. Why they use word precious jewel? Precious jewels are rare. Rare is not everywhere. So the certain lama there is rare. Takes long time, you know, so become like Rinpoche. Takes long, it's kind of rare, is not like dirt, like everywhere. It's not like that. So that's called Rinpoche, is literally means jewel, precious jewel. So that becomes the title of certain monks because it's rare. It's not like there are like thousands of them there. Not like that. It's not like Lama on Peru, in the mountain. Well, that's called Rinpoche, you know?
That's all.
Okay, thank you very much. Thank you, Alexander, translating people back in Patagonia. Thank you, all the people on Zoom. Thank you very much for coming. Yeah, thank you. Also now, short dedication. Are we going to have like meditations?
It's okay. Up to you, Geshe-la.
Yes.
It leaves up to me, so I'll go home.
I just heard someone say yes.
Okay. So then after the dedication, maybe break, short break, so then we'll come back.
Thank you.
Oh, yeah.
Let's see. Go to page 246 in the Gold Prayer Book, 246. We'll start with the dedication verse from Master Shanti Deva, Bodhi Karyavatara. May all beings everywhere, plagued by sufferings of body and mind, obtain an ocean of happiness and joy by virtue of our merits. May no living creature suffer, commit evil, or ever fall ill. May no one be afraid or belittled with a mind weighed down by depression. May the blind see forms and the deaf hear sounds. May those whose bodies are worn with toil be restored on finding repose. May the naked find clothing, the hungry find food. May the thirsty find water and delicious drinks. May the poor find wealth, those weak with sorrow find joy. May the forlorn find hope, constant happiness and prosperity. May there be timely rains and bountiful harvests. May all medicines be effective and wholesome prayers bear fruit. May all who are sick and ill quickly be freed from their ailments. Whatever diseases there are in the world, may these never occur again. May the frightened cease to be afraid and those bound be free. May the powerless find power and may people think of benefiting each other for as long as space remains, for as long as sentient beings remain. Until then, may I too remain to dispel the miseries of the world. Okay, now go to page 244, and we'll start with the long life prayer for His Holiness, the Dalai Lama. The land encircled by snow mountains, you are the source of all happiness and good. All-powerful Chenrezig Tenzin Gyatso, please remain until samsara ends. And on 245, along with Prabhupada Kirtan Rinpoche, Jisimla Sandalak, the one who mastered his speech at a very young age, the one with great patience received the name Alatare, the one with great precision who spread the teachings of Lama Tsongkhapa and Bliss and Void, Lama ornament of the Aloha tradition, please remain until samsara ends. Then back on 244 for the one for Lama Zopa Rinpoche. You will pull the doers more away, who serve as the bountiful bearer of all, sustaining, preserving, and spreading Manjunasuk Dora's doctrine, who masterfully accomplished magnificent prayers honoring three jewels, savior of myself and others, your disciples. Please, please live long. And then the entire mantra is Gesh Gelakan Gesha Sampo. Om tare tu tare tu re soha. 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 Om tare tu tare tu re soha.
Thank you. Have a nice weekend. Have a nice Sunday. Thank you. Thank you. All the viewers. Have a nice weekend.
Thank you, Geshe. Bye.
We'll take a 5-minute break and then stay for meditation if you'd like.
Welcome back. You are back from France. Did they treat you well? Oh, you're going back. Did you see Gishi Jambel? There's another Gishi teaching there. Another Gishi. Mm. Oh, that's good. So the French people teach you well. Did they put you in the labor camp? Did they put you in the labor camp? Labor camp? Did they give you a lot of work to do? Oh, my pronunciation is not good. How you say?
Labor camp.
Labor camps. Oh, very good. Happy to hear that. That's good. Oh, yeah. So now, the meditations, medicine Buddha meditations, or healing meditations. Not just to heal physical. Not just to heal the health issues, this also heals what you call like three poisons, anger, attachment, ignorance. It's considered as a disease. It's considered as disease or illness. So So, to make this life physically, mentally healthy, in order to do good things for yourself and for other people, you know, other beings. That's the whole purpose of these meditations, to be physically, mentally healthy, then that you can do, you can contribute for your liberations, for liberation of other beings, okay? That's the principle of these meditations, to have a healthy body, healthy mind, in order to benefit other people, okay? And how this meditation has been done? So if you are familiar with the medicine Buddha image here, we have a big one here, made in Mongolia. I got it from Mongolia. So if you can picture that, dark, bright blue medicine Buddha and holding a medicinal plant in the right hand, left hand holding a bowl that filled with called amrita or nectar. Medicinal nectar, inexhaustible nectar. So the immortality nectar, that's for the sake of knowledge. If you wonder what's inside the begging bowl, that's called, why it's called begging bowl? So in the same here, Chaitanya Buddha, above here, there's also bowl. So there's like material they use to make that is like dirt or metal. Dirt or metals they make. Basically that's like where monks, they eat their food. Then they go, you know, so they are supposed to go out town to bake their food. They don't have kitchens. They go there, so whatever they receive, so they are allowed to bake in three doors. One family to receive, go to the next family, you receive some and go to the next family, you are allowed, you have permission to bake in three doors. Three family decide not to give you, so that day you go hungry. You go back to monastery, don't eat. So that's the tradition. So now, somehow that tradition stop in Tibet, so I guess Tibetan people go to the monastery, the monks, and they have to go to the town, so they come to the monastery, probably they provide all the basic necessities. Now in some part of Laos, Thailand, they still do, but people come on the street, they don't go to people's door. So you see, there's a Buddha, there's two main disciples. You see, they are holding like some kind of like shrine, what do you call it? Yeah, shrine, they are called, it has many rings. It has probably 12 rings. So you can say, oh, John, can you give me some food? You can say that. You just go outside John's door. You don't call. You just, you can make this noise, like this kind of like bells, you make noise that people can hear. They come, you can ask them, oh, can you give me something? You can ask. So go there, put it there, shook the next car, because it has 12 rings. Shook there, so they come out, so then they give you. So, that's, you wonder what it is for. That's not for the war. Not for the fight, that's for that. It has a lot of meaning. Everything has, you know, so in the West, you have arts, have meanings in here, in Tibetan. All this, what you call art, has significant meaning, it has some meaning. So you just go there, shook, and people come out, then they offer you. So anyway, that's why it's called begging bowl, not this bowl. Also, they're filled with nectars, okay? Just imagine, if it's possible, just imagine on your crown, form of light, not something solid, form of light, If you're having a hard time imagining entire image, then just visualize bright blue light, which symbolizes the healing energies. Okay. So this medicinal plant has particular name, so doesn't matter. It has a specific name called Arura, but anyway, it's called form of medicinal plant. So just visualize holding some medicinal plant. So then you can imagine, you can visualize that image on your loved one, close one, family member, relatives who are like going through a physical, mental difficulty. You can visualize that. Visualize them around you, right side, left side, back, front. You can visualize many as possible. Form of light, okay. So then while we recite the mantras, if you cannot recite mantra, you still benefit by hearing the mantra, you get benefit too. Okay, if you are not familiar with the mantras. So then why we are reciting the mantras? So then the nectar, energy, healing energy from the medicinal plant, the right hand, so then nectar from the left hand contained in the bowl flows through your crown, purify all the sicknesses in the form of undesirable objects. Could be past blood, whatever that you can visualize, goes out of your body, completely goes out of your body, and your body becomes crystal clear, free of unhealthy thoughts, free of disease. Okay, then just rejoice, okay? So now Venerable Hamula will lead the mantra. So we will do a long mantra 21 times. So then while we are reciting mantra, please visualize that the necklace energy, healing energy, form of liquid flows through your crown and completely purifies, okay? And all the people there you have been visualizing around you, right, left, front, back. Or include your pet too, your pet, an animal too. Okay. So then, the nectar flows also from the medicine Buddha mantras, which are you are supposed to visualize center of your heart chakra. So the mantra clockwise and like healing energy radiates from there. So now we recite the mantra to you.
Om namo bhagavate pitante guru bhagurya tambarasaya tatagataya arhate samyasam buddhaya teyata om bhekanje mahabhekanje bhekanje raja samugate soha Om namo bhagavate vekante guru vedyurya tambarasaya tatagataya arhate samyasam buddhaya teyata om bhekanje mahabhekanje bhekanje raja samugate soha Om namo bhagavate vekante guru vedyurya tambarasaya tatagataya arhate samyasam Buddhaya Teyata Om Bekanje Bekanje Maha Bekanje Bekanje Raja Samugate Soha Om Namo Bhagavate Bekanje Guru Vedyurya Tabarataya Tatagataya Arhate Samyasam Buddhaya Teyata Om Bekanje Bekanje Maha Bekanje Bekanje Raja Samugate Soha
Om namo bhagavate vekante
guru vejirya chabaradaya tatakataya arhate samyasam buddhaya teyata om vekante vekante maha vekante vekante rasa samukate soha om namo bhagavate vekante guru vejirya chabaradaya tatakataya arhate samyasam buddhaya Teyata om vekante vekante maha vekante vekante radha samugate soha om namo bhagavate vekante guru vejirya chabaradaya tatakataya arhate samyasam buddhaya teyata om vekante vekante maha vekante vekante radha samugate soha Om namo bhagavate vekante guru vejirya chabaradaya tatakataya arhate samyasam buddhaya teyata om vekante vekante maha vekante vekante radha samugate soha om namo bhagavate vekante guru vejirya chabaradaya tatakataya arhate samyasam buddhaya teyata om vekante vekante maha vekante vekante radha samugate soha Om namo bhagavate vekante guru vejirya chabaradaya tatakataya arhate samyasam buddhaya teyata om vekante vekante maha vekante vekante radha samugate soha Om namo bhagavate vekante guru vejirya chabaradaya tatakataya arhate samyasam buddhaya teyata om vekante vekante maha vekante vekante radha samugate soha Om namo bhagavate vekante guru vejirya chabaradaya tatakataya arhate samyasam buddhaya teyata om Bekante, bekante, maha bekante, bekante, radha samugate soha. Om namo bhagavate vekante guru vejirya chabaradaya tatakataya arhate samyasam buddhaya teyata om vekante vekante maha vekante vekante radha samugate soha om namo bhagavate vekante guru vejirya chabaradaya tatakataya arhate samyasam buddhaya teyata om vekante vekante maha vekante vekante radha samugate soha Om namo bhagavate vekante guru vejirya chabaradaya tatakataya arhate samyasam buddhaya teyata om vekante vekante maha vekante vekante radha samugate soha Om namo bhagavate vekante guru vejirya chabaradaya tatakataya arhate samyasam buddhaya teyata om vekante Bekante, bekante, maha bekante, bekante, radha samugate soha. Om namo bhagavate bekante, guru vejirya, chabaradaya, tatakataya, arhate samyasam buddhaya. Teyata om bekante, bekante, maha bekante, bekante, radha samugate soha. Om namo bhagavate vekante guru vejirya chabaradaya tatakataya arhate samyasam buddhaya teyata om vekante vekante maha vekante vekante radha samugate soha Om namo bhagavate vekante guru vejirya chabaradaya tatakataya arhate samyasam buddhaya Teyata om vekante vekante maha vekante vekante radha samugate soha Om namo bhagavate vekante guru vejirya chabaradaya tatakataya arhate samyasam buddhaya Teyata om vekante vekante maha vekante vekante radha samugate soha Om namo bhagavate sekhande guru periyaja tabarasaya tatagataya ahase shamyasam buddhaya peyata om bekante bekante maha bekante bekante raja samugate soham.